It's Central Time. I'm Cynthia Schuster, filling in for Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our Super Bowl edition of Food Friday.
First, Republican members of the House released a list of principles Thursday evening that they say will guide any bills they put forth on immigration reform.
Eyes have been on the House of Representatives for movement on immigration since the Senate passed a sweeping bipartisan reform bill last year. In a Congress that's had a lot of trouble coming together for bipartisan legislation, it looks like immigration reform might have a chance of happening this year.
Here to lay out what the GOP's principles are and how they might play out in legislation is USA Today immigration reporter Alan Gomez. Alan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So this is not a bill that we're talking about here. Why did Republicans in the House craft these principles?
Exactly. These are principles that they laid out. It's been, here we are a year into this. The Senate has already done its work. It's passed its bill. And the GOP has released principles. This is a big step. They wanted to put this out there. It's almost sort of like a way to just start a conversation with their own Republicans, with the chamber. They didn't want to put anything in bill form as of yet, as they say, because they kind of wanted to hear their thoughts. They wanted to talk it through. So this retreat that they were at this week was a good opportunity for them to do that, to sort of start things going, and eventually they think this will lead to a bill that or several bills that they think they can get through.
Who exactly is behind the principles?
Speaker John Boehner's office is they were directly responsible for getting this thing together. They worked with other leaders in the Republican Party there in the House, Paul Ryan, Eric Cantor. These guys have been working on this for quite a while, I can tell you, and it was very hard to even put together this one sheet piece of paper that just broadly outlines what they're hoping to do. But the big question there is what to do with the 12 million undocumented immigrants, and I can tell you that that's what's given them the most heartburn and why it took so long to even get to this point.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what is in this document. What does it lay out in terms of a pathway to citizenship, for example?
What it does, and understand, it's there's a lot of agreement between the House and the Senate on a lot of the smaller components that make up immigration reform, border security, granting more visas to high-tech workers, things like that. So it's this question of what a pathway like that should look like. That's been the most difficult thing. And what they came up with in the House, or what they're starting to look at, is allowing everybody to go on what they call a probationary status for a while. So those 12 million would be able to apply and stay here legally, work here legally. After a certain amount of time, that would turn into a more permanent sort of work permit that they can, again, work here, live here. And then the ones who have a relative who's a U.S. citizen, or who their employer sponsors them for a green card, they could then get in the back of the already existing line to get those green cards and begin that process.
It sounds like there are some rules, though, that might preclude certain individuals from becoming citizens. How does the document address undocumented immigrants who won't be eligible for citizenship?
Well, they don't get into that level of detail in that. Some of the Republican leaders, Ryan has talked about this in the last few days, and it's an idea that other members in the House have kind of been floating for a while, wherein the Senate bill, everybody would be able to the vast majority of the 12 million would be able to become legal and then get on that path to get a green card. By doing it the way the House is looking at, only allowing those who have a relative or an employer who can sponsor them for a green card, that reduces that number who can get citizenship at any point to about 5-6 million. So it really cuts in half and really diminishes the number of people who can ever really attain citizenship.
Border security has been a longtime concern for many Republicans. What do the principles say on that matter?
The principles on that one are very vague, but the House has already taken up a bill that was sponsored by a representative from Texas, Mike McCall. And what that does is it focuses on monitoring the border, on putting down more radars, on putting down more sensors so that Customs and Border Patrol officers can better know what's going on down there, who's coming over, where they're coming over, and so they can more quickly respond. And it provides that we start really measuring and getting some hard data on who's crossing over, how often they're crossing over, where they're crossing over. So sort of a more intelligent, I guess, is the way they like to phrase it, a smarter way of watching the border instead of just flooding the region with a bunch of guys running around in trucks.
Are Republicans 100% behind this in the House of Representatives, or are there some rifts here?
Not even close. This is going to be a very, very difficult process to try to get through the House. I could have had this discussion a year ago, the idea that we would have ended up being right where we are. The Senate got its work done, but it's that inability of a lot of people, a lot of Republicans in the House, to embrace anything that comes close to what they call amnesty for the undocumented immigrants. That's the big hurdle that's going to be the hardest thing to get over, because you got a lot of Republicans in the House who, I mean, they just come from districts that don't have a lot of minorities. They don't have immigration, just isn't really a big issue for them. And a lot of them are worried about what happened way back in 1986, the last time that it was 3 million people who were undocumented immigrants at the time that were allowed to become citizens. And at the same time, there was this promise of border security, and obviously that has not happened. So a lot of them are very worried that it's going to be a repeat of that. And so that's what Boehner. That's that fine line that Boehner's trying to walk right now, is appearing tough and figuring out some way to really secure that border and appeasing those Republicans that are very, very skeptical of going forward with this.
What has the Democratic response been to the principles so far, or even President Obama's reaction?
President today just applauded them for getting to work. There's going to be a lot of disagreements on a lot of the finer points. Once we see a bill, the committee hearings on this, I imagine, are going to be very contentious, are going to be very heated. But most Democrats, including the president, responded yesterday and today with just saying, hey, okay, good, we're starting, we're going with this. And there was a lot of fear that the Republicans were going to try to propose something where the undocumented immigrants would be able to get a legal status, but none of them would ever be allowed to become citizens. The fact that Boehner has come out and supported this idea that some of them, at least some of them, can eventually reach citizenship, that was a big sigh of relief for a lot of Democrats. It sort of makes their starting point in the negotiations a lot closer. So there's not that much of a divide, and it's not that big of a chasm that they got to get over.
Speaker Boehner maintains that an all-in-one overhaul is not the way to go. Is a bill similar to the Senate's out of the question at this point?
Well, I can tell. I mean, the House has absolutely rejected that Senate bill. It's been sitting there for 7 months, and they haven't even so much taken a look at it. What they want to do is what they call a piecemeal approach. So wherein the Senate bill addresses everything, border security, interior enforcement, the legal changes to the legal immigration system, this pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. What the House has already started doing to some degree is working individual bills. So like I mentioned earlier, Representative McCall's border security bill, that's been passed through a couple of committees and is teed up, ready to go on the House floor. They've passed four other bills that deal also with more interior enforcement and with reforms to the legal immigration system, and that seem to fit in with these principles that they laid out. Those have already also passed some committees, and so those are ready to go to the House floor. So the big bill that we're all waiting for is the one that addresses that undocumented population. And so what they want to do is take each of them one by one, debate them each, pass them one by one, and they feel they can kind of control the process a little bit better that way. They're worried about these huge, huge bills that suddenly, you know, things just start appearing in them that you don't even know where they came from. So I think this is their way to sort of manage the process a little bit and keep more control over it.
And earlier this week, in his State of the Union address, President Obama pointedly asked Congress to send him some legislation on immigration reform. So what, if anything, will we see over the course of this next year?
Yeah, the interesting thing is he said that, but it was one paragraph in his entire State of the Union address. I think that was for a purpose. I mean, he's trying to give the Republicans room. If he sat there and hammered on them for paragraph after paragraph and pushing them around, I think the Republicans would have taken that a little bit and kind of been a little upset with that. So now what we're seeing is there's a couple of windows in this year that they're looking at for possibly passing this. We got primary season coming up very, very soon, and a lot of folks think that we have to get past that primary season for Republicans who are on the fence, who may support this, but they're worried about getting you know, facing a even more conservative candidate in their primary. So they think once they get past the primary, that that's kind of a little window there where they can do something. And then they're even talking about the lame duck after the election as another opportunity, because it's going to be tough. They, you know, mixing an election year with an immigration vote is a very dangerous thing for a lot of folks. So you're seeing those are probably two of the windows where we could see some action.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you.
We've been speaking with Alan Gomez, immigration reporter at USA Today, about new principles on immigration reform released yesterday by House Republicans.